Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As one of the kids was walking off, she said, "Well, if this is a party, where are the balloons?" It's a great question. So this is one of those odd parables that we all think we kind of know, and forget that it's a parable about the kingdom of God. Well, if you read that parable carefully, you wonder if it's a party you really want to go to. I mean, it's kind of weird, really. In our class that we had on the parable of the kingdom and the wedding banquet, one of the things we learned is that in those days, parties didn't happen, wedding banquets didn't quite happen in the way that we're used to now, where you plan for 4 years ahead of time and you set the date. By the way, these days, the date is not set by when you can get the church. It's by what date you can get the reception hall, right? So I can't tell you how many times I get phone calls from people who say, "Listen, we've got the reception hall for October 14th. Can you do the wedding?" No. Okay, we'll call somebody else. Back in those days, it was sort of like that. What ended up happening was that the basic idea of when the wedding was going to be done was all pulled together, but you didn't have the party until everything was ready. All the guests had to travel into town, and the food had to be prepared. So it wasn't like, "Well, it's 4 o'clock, let's start the party." You got the invitation, and then the servants were sent out to say, "Everything's ready, come on." And in the story, the servants are sent out to tell all of the invited guests, all of the proper ones who were supposed to be there, "The gift is ready, the banquet is ready, the wedding is happening, come." And in the text, those who were invited, it says, and I love this phrase, took the invitation lightly. And some of them went off to their farm, and some of them went to work, and others, it says, grabbed the slaves and beat them. What kind of party is this? This is what the kingdom of God is like? And the king, upon hearing what had happened, got really angry and sent his soldiers to those unworthy people and killed them. Ah. No wonder people don't want to be a part of the kingdom. Right? You get the invitation, you don't show up, what happens to you? You're done. And then he sends the servants out into the byways and highways and, oops, here's another great word, and compels those who are in the street to come to the banquet. It's a strong word, right? It's not like, "Oh gosh, looks like you're not doing anything, Sylvia. Would you like to come to a party?" It's like, "Sylvia, get up and come to the party now." Right? Sort of like when my mom was asking us to do the dishes. It wasn't a request. Right? Compels them to go to the banquet. Well, that's what the kingdom of God is like. It's like not really being invited to a party, but rather dragged, kicking and screaming, into the party, whether you like it or not. And if you're wearing the wrong clothes, by the way, you're going to get thrown out into the street with the gnashing of teeth. The kingdom of God is like that. Nice. So 3 o'clock this morning, I woke up, and I was absolutely beside myself at 3 o'clock in the morning because I had had a dream that I was singly and completely responsible for the demise of the Christian church. Yeah, tell me about it. I said the same thing. Only 3 octaves lower. I mean, every single study that you see these days will tell you that the Christian faith is shrinking. And it's not shrinking slowly. The numbers that we once enjoyed simply are not there anymore. If you want a hint of that, sometime today, walk into the boardroom and look at the historical photographs that are up on the wall in there. And look at the Sunday school from, I think it's like 1950. So, 30. You were what, about 12 then? Yeah. And there's like 125 kids in Sunday school. It's remarkable, right? It's remarkable how many people thought faith and church and life was so important back then. And these days, to draw the parallel, it's as if we take it all very lightly these days. So I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and decided somehow, you know, when you're in that half fog and you're not fully conscious, that it was all my fault. I had done something, and people aren't coming to church anymore. Do you know how terrible that is? It was terrible. Well, what is it? And it isn't to say that the church and the kingdom are the same thing. I don't want to confuse you about that. Thank God it's not. But really, we're a part of what it means to be the kingdom, right? The kingdom is the people of God. It's God's entry into the world, and God enters the world in the body of Christ, which is you. But what's happened that though the table is set, even though for goodness sake, we got out our best silver. I don't know about the wine, but it's pretty good. We got out all the stuff. We set the table. We got the lights going. The entertainment. It's great. We've set the table. But fewer and fewer people are coming. What does that mean? Yes, I know there's one light out. I say something about the lights, and the choir goes, yeah, there's a light out over here.
Welcome to the banquet.
Is the problem that we no longer share the invitation in a way that people can understand? Is that the problem? Do we not communicate well what's happening within this banquet and what it offers? Well, maybe that's part of the problem. I don't really know. Is it that we've laid out on the table food that people don't really want anymore? A group of us were talking about the fact that, you know, you can have a party and some Christian churches have more people than other Christian churches, and the ones that seem to have the most are the ones who keep dessert on the table all the time. And the Lutherans keep serving vegetables. Cake, broccoli, cake, broccoli. Both are food. So do we have the wrong food in the Christian table? Are other denominations or other things better food? Are we just distracted these days? I don't think it does any good to pine for the good old days before television and iPhones and internet, when people came to church out of sheer boredom. Because it was less boring than staying home with the chickens. I'm not sure that that's helpful. But it is true that on any given day, when people think about upon what they are going to feast, they have a broad table. Or maybe it's that we're not passing the invitation down generation to generation anymore. when I talk to parents of young people, they talk about all of the different things that their children are involved in and how busy they are. And when I ask about faith formation, it's sort of like, I don't know, if we can get it in between soccer and hockey, we'll give it a try. And it's not to condemn parents. I think parents are doing the very best that they think that they can do. But somehow, faith life seems to be sliding more and more down to the end of the menu, and in some cases, sliding off altogether. We take it lightly. Maybe that's the problem. Or maybe the problem is that we're not inviting people at all. We like the banquet. It's a great party, but it's our party. And if other people come, it will be their party too. I don't know. Again, in a conversation this week, I think it was actually just a little while ago with Pastor Steve, he said, you know, there was a day when we both went to a workshop actually together last year, and the guy said, look, this is a pastor of a church that just grew exponentially, right? And he said the only reason it grew, that church grew, is because the people in the pew actually invited other people to come to church. They took responsibility. They were trained for it, encouraged in it, and to use Pastor Steve's thing, yes, see this? It's like, never talk to Jeff because you'll end up in a sermon. He kicked them in the rear till they did it. There's something, maybe the invitation isn't even getting out there. It's just wonderful that we have this tremendous banquet that has been laid by Jesus of Nazareth, who died on the cross for us. It's a wonderful banquet of wine and bread and word and music and love and fellowship, of hymnody and organ and guitar, of conversation, and most of all, of service, to share with the poor and the hungry and the homeless. It's a fabulous banquet, but fewer and fewer want to come. As I listened to the psalm this morning, I received redemption for my 3 o'clock in the morning wake up. Because the psalm reminded me that the table has been set before me in the presence of my enemies. And God is at the banquet. It's not my fault or your fault or anybody's fault that people don't come to church anymore. It's kind of a bummer that you're all here this morning, right? Because this would have played much better to an empty crowd. Because then we could have talked about all those people who didn't come. But the reality is that we've been given a gift of the banquet that we can share with the world. And we're not going to compel people or force people or drag people in. But if we can even do as much as to say, look, the banquet is set, the table is ready, the food is here, God's love is here, and issue the invitation, then the banquet hall so freely given, so freely poured out, will be full. Not pews, but God's kingdom. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know why we continue to see a decline in Christian attendance. I don't know why people confess all over. 98% of Americans confess to be Christian. 53% of them say that they come to church all the time, but only about 10% of them actually do. And about 98% of all statistics are made up on the fly. But isn't it odd when we confess one thing, and we love the banquet, but we take the invitation lightly? Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminded us never to take the invitation lightly. That cheap grace is no grace at all. and that in the banquet we have been transformed and called and sent out in Jesus Christ to be filled and to fill others. Well, it's a picture of the kingdom that is not comfortable or nice, and I don't think Jesus intended it to be. But the banquet is ready. The guests have been called. Come to the banquet. Come to the feast. Amen.